This morning, ground was broken at the site of the Future Amazium in Bentonville, an amazing museum that will engage the imaginations of children and their families. The explosive event was a groundbreaking with no shovels allowed. It wasn't about the turning of dirt, but rather the fulfillment of an idea. Earlier this week, I was able to release my inner child by visiting the current Amazium project location, where there is a tinkering studio. Executive Director Sam Dean took me on a tour of the studio. We made some discoveries along the way. Prior to coming to the Amazium, Dean spent 5 years working for the Exploratorium in San Francisco. That museum was founded on the concept that the world is a knowable place, and creating a museum not of artifacts that you look at, but a place of ideas, and engaging its visitors to learn about themselves and the world around them. He brought this concept and a tinkering studio with him to the Amazium project. There are now 7 tinkering studios in the state of Arkansas. When the Amazium moved their offices to this location off the Bentonville Square last June, Dean says they decided to use a different tact.
Instead of having a place that had offices for our preview center that's just full of offices, we decided to cram ourselves, double up and triple up in our small little offices and create, set up a space for Tinkering Studio, a place where as people wander in and want to learn more about the Amazium, the best way to learn about the Amazium is to learn by seeing something that you'd be doing there. And we thought the Tinkering Studio was the best example.
As a place to try ideas and play around with them to make sure they fit in this community and to see what families here get excited about. You can do anything in here. There are materials, there's space, tools, and facilitation to be able to make any idea come alive.
It's really built around, though, a really tight philosophic approach that we want to, you know, over time people have lost the, have migrated away from working with our hands, from making stuff, from taking stuff apart, understanding how things tick. And so the studio, you can do anything here. It's a place where ideas can wander, but it's really based around material fluency and using our own hands to express our ideas in the world.
As we chat, Dean and I sit at a butcher block top table in the center of the work studio. On a far wall is a large flat-screen TV, which loops a video taken in the Tinkering Studio in San Fran. Below and to its left is the Cabinet of Curiosity, a wooden cabinet with glass windows. It's modeled on classic collections of the Victorian 1700s and 1800s, when amateur scientists would find stuff like shells, tortoise shells, tree samples, and bones from other parts of the world, bringing them back home as living repository of natural curiosities.
Well, here at the in the Tinkering Studio, it's a place for us to have a repository of ideas of projects past. So as I open it up, we're able to go inside here, and although there are some toys that are in here, some good wind-up jittering toys, these are all things that have either been built in the studio or meant to inspire projects that happen here.
From the collection of objects in various shapes and sizes, some handmade, some made by machine, he pulls out a toy from Keekerland. It uses a motor similar to what can be pulled from a cell phone or PlayStation, and the weight is a little off-center.
It dances, it jitters, it moves about. So the idea is, how can you take this idea and make something of your own?
Dean brings out his toy he built with inspiration from this one in the cabinet. Looking little like the original toy, that's okay and encouraged. Dean's resembles an R2-D2 with a tin can-like body, long wire arms holding markers that draw the toy's path as it wobbles and dances across the surface. Some added nails and marbles loudens its movements. Though different, it's obvious Dean took the original idea and went with it. In other projects, tinkerers are asked to use elements found in nature for their creations, such as light. Dean pulls a tube from the cabinet that resembles a short, squat kaleidoscope. It's been made from Mylar film, wax paper, and a concrete tube. He carries it across the room to a row of LED-colored lights and holds it up.
And then you can get some interesting color mixing happening in there. So you sometimes get some, right, once you get the purple, there's no purple light, there's a blue. Sometimes you get yellow in there. Anyway, So it's a good chance for kids and adults to make an art piece that plays around with something that we mess around with every day, light. One of the most, I think, one of the more entrancing features.
He says kids have really taken this idea and gone with it, creating their pieces in a variety of shapes and sizes, which is the ultimate goal. Tinkering is not a formula. It's a phenomenon, requiring tinkerers of all ages to learn from themselves and from each other. Parents are encouraged to participate in programs with their kids.
What we love about that is that we had parents who were sitting down making their own. We had kids making their own. And then you had these wonderful moments where parents were struggling with the materials and their kids leaned over and helped, and vice versa. And it was just really neat. In lots of ways, the light box we were making was an outcome of the workshop, but also was this wonderful moment where kids were seeing their parents try out new ideas. And that's cool to see your parent like really get excited about learning and messing around with something.
Wind is another element allowed for play with the help of a wind tunnel. It's made from items picked up at any home improvement store. It's a plastic tube held together with wood and sits atop a fan aimed upward and up into the tube. He turns the machine on and grabs me some props to play with. I toss a green plastic strawberry basket into the column of air from below, just to see what happens when the hamper meets the air.
There we go. Ah, clear out. Look at that. I like bouncing.
We also try toilet paper rolls and Dixie cups, which we tear to form a fan-like thing and tape it to another Dixie cup, guessing and testing to see what happens as shape and weight is changed. Dean and I talk potential changes and what we expect them to result in. He says these are the types of questions that are fun to talk about with kids because each child has a different goal. Some want an object to hover inside the tunnel. Others want theirs to be thrown out of the top or to spin around.
It's really fun to watch kids and their adults that are with just play around with materials, make tiny cuts and tears and test and retest. And really, that's a hallmark of an engineer, right? You're making small little changes to end up with whatever goal you want. It's not the goal for us. We just put an interesting phenomenon there, and we want kids and their families to play with it.
He says families can play for 20, 30, or 40 minutes just with the wind tunnel, evolving 8 or 9 iterations of an object. Bins of tools such as clothespins, masking tape, crepe paper, cardboard and plastics in various shapes and sizes, screws and wire. These bins line the walls of the tinkering studio. It's equipped to make objects from the very simple, such as a paper hat, to those wind-up toys, using the familiar to create items either unfamiliar or not familiar in that medium. Next to one said bin is the marble wall, using more familiar items such as crown molding, bells, plywood, plexiglass, nails. These items are stuck into pegboard to create a Plinko-like walkway for marbles. Dean says they love that it requires a lot of finesse, with things often not turning out as planned. Users must guess, test, and tinker with their marbles path. The Tinkering Studio is just one of many exhibits that will be at the Amazium, which will be completed sometime next year. On that center butcher block table is a model of the Amazium, which will rest near Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. With the assistance of a pointer, a plastic hand with its index finger extended, Dean shows me around the future museum. A butterfly-shaped roof helping the building to fit into the surrounding nature and architecture. When completed, there will be 20,000 square feet of exhibit space,
which has everything from a nice little local grocery store. You know, kids spend most of their time, we laugh, where do kids spend most of their time? They spend it at home, they spend it at school, and they spend it at a grocery store, probably the third most frequently visited place for kiddos growing up. Except this puts little kiddos in the front seat.
A real semi-truck will be nearby, donated by Walmart, and providing visitors the ability to climb inside the cab of a big rig. Innovation Alley is the backbone between three classrooms, which include the Hershey Lab, an art studio, and this tinkering studio, which will look much as it does here, but perhaps larger. Dean says this area is where kids will spend much of their time, learning and exploring the world in a deep and profound way. Much like its neighbor, Crystal Bridges, the Amazium has an outdoor space for exhibits and exploring, with a full acre for messing around in nature and complete with space for the community. A science experiment in itself, the groundbreaking for the Amazium was held this morning. A completion is expected next fall. For information on this amazing museum, or events or summer camps, visit their website, amazium.org. This is Ozarks at Large.